was a teenager, I locked myself in the bathroom and I started to punch myself in the stomach, in the chin, and I tried to drown myself in the tap water. I was there like whimpering like a little baby, like a child. You know how you used to cry when you were like a kid, like this. I was crying like that. My dad had just hit me again. I was living in this very traumatic, abuse-filled household, and it felt like I had no one, nothing, no support system. Everyone was against me. That's what it felt like. I genuinely believed that everyone hated me. The one thing that I did have was video games. I had RuneScape, I had Minecraft. And so that was where I put a lot of my energy and my time, was leveling up in the virtual world instead of in the real world. Up until the moment that my dad set like this restriction on my laptop, which meant that I couldn't play video games anymore. So my one escape from this brutal reality in this very home was taken away from me, and I needed another outlet. My brother comes into me one day and he forces me to get into the gym. He's built like this little home gym in the garage. He got the bench and some adjustable dumbbells. I think he expected me to be kind of resistant, that, oh no, I didn't want to go and do this, but I actually was secretly really fucking excited, because first of all, my brother was doing it. He was already going to the gym. He was into bodybuilding just for a few months. And so obviously when you're the little brother, you look up to your big brother, and anything he does, you think you want to do as well. But second, it's like I had already kind of fantasized about this, and I think most young kids have. Most young guys who are 12, 13 have almost fantasized about getting like a six pack. We've all searched up that like how to get a six pack fast video when we were like 12 years old. And so when my brother tells me that he's going to force me to get into the gym, I'm actually happy. We go into the garage where we've got this home gym, and he tries to teach me some of the basic movements like bench press and rows. The dumbbells that we have, the adjustable dumbbells, he had I think 2.5 kg on each side, so the total weight was probably about 5 kilograms, or maybe 7.5 kilograms. And it was far too heavy for me. 7.5 kilograms was way too heavy for me to bench press. He replaced the weights, took the 2.5 kg weights off and put 1.25. And obviously the dumbbell itself is like 2 kilograms. So now the total weight is about 5 kilograms per hand. It was way too heavy for me. He took off the 1.25 weight and gave me the empty dumbbell with no weight on. So it's literally just the steel dumbbell weight of like 2 kilograms. And even my form on that was bad, because I was like very unhealthy. I was 115 pounds at 6'1" height. I'm 6'1" right now, but if a girl asks, obviously I'm 6'2". But back then I was maybe 17 years old. And this was still too heavy for me because I was so lightweight. I was basically like pushing anorexic. I was 6 foot and 50 kilograms. I weighed less than what like a 5'5" girl weighs. I was so weak that even that felt so heavy that my brother literally said that I wasn't allowed to train in the garage and I had to first build up my strength here inside of the home. He took me to the dining room, grabbed my mother's dumbbell set, like the blue, the yellow, and the pink ones, gave me the yellow ones, which were 1.5 kilograms, and then had me do the exercises literally without any other equipment in the dining room. So I was literally lying down on the floor, like on the carpet, doing press like this, doing bent over rows, like holding on to a dining room chair for support. He got the pull-up bar thing that you put into the door, and obviously I couldn't even do a single pull-up, so instead he got me to stand on a dining room chair, do a negative, like, you know, jump up, get the bar here, and slowly try and come down. I could do maybe 2 reps of it going kinda slowly, and from that point I'd basically just fall, and I was already at failure. After a few days of training in the dining room, I graduate and I'm allowed to go back into the gym, and I'm training there, and after a few weeks I'm getting the hang of it. I'm allowed to work out by myself. I've got my music blasting on like the little speakers that we had there, and there was one particular moment where the music's going, it's like, you know, hype music that I listen to in like college or something with my friends, and I'm kind of like hyping and dancing a little bit, you know, just kind of like enjoying myself. And I notice myself in the mirror and I actually look happy. I look like there's something worth living for, which I didn't have before this point. Because before this point, all I had was video games. All I had was my character on the RuneScape or whatever. This was the first thing that I had which gave me a reason to live in real life. Because I genuinely believe like my family didn't love me. I genuinely believed that girls didn't like me. This was the thing that I had control over, that I could actually improve my life. In case you don't know me already, my name is Hamza. You can scroll down right now, go click on the subscribe button if you want to see more videos like this. The reason why I'm making this video is because just a couple of weeks ago, I was with my friend Zach, who's a personal trainer inside of the gym that I go to. He's like a young guy, he's 18 years old. I randomly just asked him this question in the middle of our workout and it got really fucking deep. I took my earphones off. Like, it's weird. We like train together, but we have our earphones on. We don't even speak to each other. We're not even social at all. We literally train together. We do the same exercises, hype each other up, but whilst we've got music in, so we can't even hear each other. But I took my earphone off, he takes his off. And I say to him like this really deep question in the middle of a workout. Has there been times where bodybuilding was the only thing that you had in your life? And it's like, just by the look of his face, I already knew what the answer was before he said yes. And it's something that I think all the guys who've been super consistent in the gym for years, it's something we can all relate to. It's been the one constant over the years of heartbreak, of trauma, of graduating from university and the late night parties and the women who come and go, the friends who come and go, the family members who have hurt you, who have loved you through all of like what life has thrown at you. The gym has been the consistent thing, especially if you've went for a very long time. And there's been times when it's felt like you have nothing else. I said to my friend, I said, there was times where I felt like I had nothing else. I was going through maybe a breakup. It felt like I wasn't close to my family. The times where I've been a YouTuber, it's felt like, you know, the whole internet hates me. There's been times where that's happened, like multiple times where that's happened, where it feels like you're getting judged from every single angle. And it's enough to make like a fucking grown man or like a normal guy crumble. But the thing that stayed constant is the gym and progressive overload and the weights that you can lift and the culture and the climate of being inside of the gym and making progress and doing the workout routines. Like, I remember moments of in 2020, the start of COVID, and hitting some workouts just before the gym closed. I remember 2021 when I was dating a girl who I felt madly in love for and we split up. And it was very fucking painful. I cried a lot. This is what a lot of like my fans who watch me, who know me as this like internet alpha male don't know, is I was crying like 3-4 days in a row. The only person who actually knows about this was my best friend at the time, Sam, who was my video editor for YouTube. I cried every day for like 3-4 days in a row. And then on, I think the second day or third day when I started to feel better, I still cried a little bit past that. But when I did start to feel a little bit better, I put on my music, I put on the trainers, I put on my rucksack, and I went out on a run. This is going to sound weird as fuck. I grab the rope, I throw it over the tree. I'm not going to go kill myself, but actually I've just got gymnastic rings. And it's like, you have like the rope for gymnastic rings. I set them up on a tree. I'm doing dips and pull-ups and rows and everything. Came back here to the same garage gym that's still there. Hit some sets of like lateral raises and everything. But you know what the weird thing is? You know how positive bodybuilding's been in my life? And obviously it's a habit that hurts no one, right? It's literally just about you and the weights. That's it. What's interesting is when I was 17 years old and I was first getting into it, I had friends who tried to bully me out of it. I had like my longest term friends back then, like my friends from high school who I was friends with for about 5-6 years. When they saw me get into the gym, they literally tried to like pull me down and stop me from training, and they insulted me. They said it was gay. They basically became like less friendly with me because I was going to the gym. And I remember even back then, even though I was quite a young guy, I thought just how foolish that was, that these people who were supposed to be my friends viewed me worse because I was doing a healthy habit. They were literally making fun of me. I would post like a progress picture that I was so proud of. Back then, like, you know, I didn't have like a following, right? So I had like, I don't know, 300 followers on Instagram or something. These guys would come in, they wouldn't like the picture. So the picture would be on like 4 likes from random people from like my college, my high school. But they would comment below. And if someone had written like a negative comment, I would see them like that comment, but not actually the fucking picture. So it's like, obviously they saw the fucking picture, but they didn't want to like it. And it was like, I still believe they were my fucking friends. When I look back to it now, if your friends aren't proud of you for doing something healthy, which is good for you, like bodybuilding, like building a business, like getting onto self-improvement, like reading books, like building success, working hard. If your friends aren't excited for you, they're not fucking friends. They're literally what I call a crabs. If you've ever heard the analogy, it's like crabs in a bucket, where if you put a bunch of crabs in a bucket, a few of them will try and climb out, and the ones at the bottom will literally fucking snip at their legs till they fall back down into like the bottom of the bucket. You may have crabs in your social network right now. One of your best friends is probably a crab who literally hates when he sees you do good. And you probably know who it is because he's the one who just randomly insults you all the time. And you keep coping like a bitch and saying that, oh, he's just joking. When he doesn't even fucking like you. And if you liked yourself, you would create some kind of distance away from these toxic people. Because I look back and I was still friends with these guys for another whole year when they were just sending me fucking abuse. And it was so interesting. Like, they literally started to treat me worse because I was going to the gym. And I was nothing but, like, quite kind to them. I remember I tried to get them into the gym with me. I tried to encourage them because it was so transformative for me. I used to hype it up to them, and it was probably in a weird way annoying for them, because when a person is living like this low life, like this average life, and they're refusing to get onto a better path, but then they've got you, like, you know, this little nerd who's telling them, yeah, 1 gram of, you know, like the study actually said it's 0.61 grams per pound of body weight of protein, you know, it's probably kind of annoying to the person who doesn't even want to go to the gym. So I understand from their perspective, but still, I was never insulting about it. But these kids would literally fucking insult me. They try and bully me out of it. And when I think back to that 17-year-old version of me who was so insecure, so anxious, I'm so glad that I didn't fall for it. I'm so happy that I didn't get, like, the peer pressure out of it. Because these guys would meet up and they'd play video games and they'd drink beers. I stopped. But actually, I won't lie to you. Like, I still went into, like, the sort of party scene and everything. But I at least added in more of that sort of higher status, cooler Chad kind of personality of getting into the gym, being confident, being a bit louder, rather than being, like, the little video game nerd. And you can still go and enjoy, like, you know, you can be a bodybuilder who plays video games and stuff. But I just wanted to create this new identity for myself. I didn't want to be this traumatized, insecure, lonely little kid who's just on his computer all the time. I wanted to be cool. I wanted to, like, level up. I wanted to start attracting girls, getting respect from guys. And so I started to visualize this every single day. I would wake up and literally think about the life that I wanted to live. I would think about that I would want to walk through a party and, like, girls stare at me. I would think about men respecting me. And everything that I visualized came true. Every single thing that I visualized, it came true. And I got to live a life that most guys, like, if I told you some of those stories, you'd think that I was lying. You would think, no, he has to be lying because his life experience is so different to mine. Even if you've built up the muscle, even if you got into bodybuilding, you probably didn't experience the same things as me, because I was brave enough to go after those things that most men want but are too afraid to admit. I see people shit on bodybuilding all the time. You know, it's classic shit, like, oh, it's just gay, it means that you're trying to attract guys and whatever. But recently there's a trend of what I've seen on Instagram of guys who are into martial arts that are kind of trying to make fun of guys who are into bodybuilding, where these martial arts, like these boxers or MMA guys, will be saying, like, oh, but, you know, I could win in a fight against a bodybuilder. Well, yeah, no shit, bro. That's the sport you're training for, dickhead. Like, I look better than you and you can fight better than me. Congratulations. There's so many little Andrew Tate fans that I see on Instagram these days that have all got the same fucking caption, which is like, if you're a man and you don't know how to fight, you're not actually a man, and, you know, you've got to, like, bro, relax. You're in Thailand. You've done 10 Muay Thai sessions. Congratulations. It's like, oh, wow. Your fucking roundhouse kick is still whack. You're as stiff as a bodybuilder, but without all of the muscle. Congratulations. There's so many guys who are shitting on bodybuilders these days. And I was as well. I won't even lie to you. For the last few years, I've went through so much transformation. I've critiqued bodybuilding. I've thought to myself, you know what? Like, I'd rather go do something more functional. I see this guy, Brian Johnson, on the internet. He's doing, like, these longevity routines, which are really good for your joints. Martial arts is really good in case it's, like, you're some crackheads trying to get hit. You can go and, like, I don't know, train for CrossFit, and it's healthier because it uses anaerobic and aerobic at the same time. And it was up until just recently, I was hanging out with Alex Hormozi at his office. So Alex Hormozi is, like, this massive businessman. You may have seen some of his videos before. Super successful, 100 million net worth, or maybe even more. And he's super jacked as well. And I won, like, this big business competition. Basically, I spent the day with him, his team, and some other, like, big entrepreneurs. You know, it's inspiring being next to a guy who's super successful but also super jacked at the same time. I come home and the algorithm just blesses me with the perfect video that I needed to see, which is him responding to people saying, like, you should go and stop bodybuilding and do something more functional. And he kind of shrugs his shoulders and he says, like, building muscle is functional. I have this muscle 24/7 and it helps me 24/7. And I was like, oh shit, you know how people say, like, oh, you know, like, the muscle isn't functional, you should go do some functional exercises. In fact, the muscle is probably as functional as it could possibly be. Being jacked 24/7 is more functional than, like, oh, being able to do, like, a fucking kick flip or a back flip or being able to have, like, a fast right hand or something. Because truthfully, the functionality that comes from, like, all the sports is amazing, by the way. It's really cool. But Having a good physique will help you 24/7. There's a meme on the internet where guys like to say like, oh, you know, I started bodybuilding and I thought I'd attract girls, but I only attracted guys. I'm probably going to sound like a dickhead for this, but I don't fucking relate, because if you build the right kind of physique, which is more of an aesthetic physique, and you learn how to take pictures where you actually look sexy, I'll get my editors to just throw up a couple of like my nice pictures. You attract girls. It's like, it's that obvious. I might sound like a dickhead who's trying to show off, but it's really that fucking clear. And you might think, oh, this is shallow, he's a playboy, whatever. Bro, unlocking love is not some like some small thing you should overlook. Bodybuilding, building an aesthetic physique, helped me to unlock love. It helped me to unlock status and respect from other people, but also just from myself. Not only did it save my life, it didn't just take me from level 0 to level 1. It took me to level 100. Because not only with just the physique and, you know, that I look great and people think I look great, the kind of compliments I've gotten from women, you would literally think that I was faking it. Oh yeah, he's like fantasizing about this shit. Not any of that either. You know what bodybuilding has helped me with? The rest of life. Because when you go to the gym for 1,000, 5,000 sessions, you learn a lot about yourself and about the world and how progress works. When you went to the gym so often, you understand progressive overload perfectly, right? Well, did you know that progressive overload is the key to basically achieving anything else that you wanted in life? And so I literally took all of the lessons that I learned from bodybuilding, put it into business, and then became super fucking successful and like retired my family because of the lessons that I learned. If we changed one thing about me and literally I never got into bodybuilding, I would have also never been a successful businessman. I would have also not been good with girls, had not had respect from guys. It's insane how much my life has transformed in different areas because I started in the gym. Because my brother just forced me to get into it that one day. So I have one quick tip that I'm just going to give you that will really help you in the long term. My advice for you, if you're watching this and you're really into bodybuilding and maybe you're quite obsessive over it, you've been watching those body transformation videos on YouTube, you've been watching like the science-based YouTubers like Jeff Nippard who tells you how to maximize muscle mass, which hamstring exercise you should do. All of that is amazing, but the one single rule, which is the most important ever, just never quit. If you never quit, you will build the 10 out of 10 physique. That is the exact thought that popped into my mind when I was about 17 years old, just a month into weightlifting. I randomly started to visualize me being 80 years old and still jacked. You know, like that old grandpa who comes in, but who's surprisingly strong as fuck and jacked as fuck. I visualized myself still at 80, still lifting weights, still progressively overloading, knowing that even that version of me would really love not just the physique, but just the lifestyle, the culture, the place where I get to go, where I'm known by the people who work there, by the people who visit the gym, that it's just so good for you, for mentally, physically, everything. As long as you don't quit, you will build the 10 out of 10 physique. Everything else you can think about and optimize and improve on, fine. Just don't fucking quit. By the way, if you watch this far of this video, you probably have like a top 1% attention span of the entire world. There was no like flashy edits or anything, and no like zooms or some shit. So congratulations with that as well. You should actually be kind of proud of yourself that you were able to hold attention for so long. Do the hard work. Especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah!